Judge in Kyle Rittenhouse trial, jury members were filmed. By Joel B. Polak on November 9, 2021. Judge Bruce Schroeder, who is presiding over the murder trial of teenager Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha County, Wisconsin, told the court Tuesday morning that someone had been observed filming members of the jury as they had arrived that day. The Racine Journal-Times reported. In the opening discussions of the morning in the seventh day of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, and before the jury is the room, Judge Bruce Schroeder denies defense motion to reconsider their request to dismiss count 6, possession of a dangerous weapon by a minor. The judge also informs the attorneys that a deputy observed someone taking video of the jury as they arrived. The deputy made the person delete the video. I've been assured the officers had the video that was taken deleted. New measures are being taken to make sure that does not reoccur, judge tells jury when they arrive in the courtroom. There have been concerns throughout the trial over attempts to intimidate the jury. The media and Democrats, who falsely cast Rittenhouse as a white supremacist mass murderer, have generally primed the public to expect a conviction. The facts, however, have always suggested a strong possibility of acquittal on the grounds of self-defense, as Rittenhouse was being attacked when he shot his pursuers, a reality acknowledged on the witness stand by two prosecution witnesses thus far. A supposed relative of George Floyd, the man whose murder by police last year in Minneapolis, Minnesota, triggered riots nationwide, has allegedly called for Rittenhouse jurors to be intimidated, and specifically by taking photographs of them. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.